Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersden. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us after a massive day of thoroughbred racing around the country. And, of course, it's Santa Anita. Just a huge day with the Santa Anita Handicap, the biggest derby prep in the West to date. And that was the Grade 2 San Felipe, a big upset there. Also the Frankie Kilroe, and, you know, just an absolutely magnificent afternoon. Earlier in the day, we had the Grade 1 Beholder Mile, now the B. Wayne Hughes Beholder Mile. And a guy who was right in the thick of it had four wins on his 34th birthday, three of them in stakes, including in the San Felipe for the aforementioned, aforementioned San Felipe with Potente for Bob Baffert. Juan Hernandez, he joins us right now, Santa Anita's leading rider. Juan, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us. Congratulations on a huge birthday day for you.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you say. I don't know if everything is true, but thank you very much for the support, and thank you for having me today with you guys.
Juan, I really can't believe so many things in this game. One of them is you guys, the guys with the white pants. How things have changed, in my opinion, over the years. I've known a lot of jockeys over a lot of years, and when you have a big day like you did yesterday with early first post time, we lost an hour this morning with daylight savings time. And you have that kind of a day, one of the biggest days in your career on your birthday. You should be going out celebrating and feeling a little foggy this morning. Instead, you're out here at the break of dawn working four horses, Juan. I mean, you guys, this is just a different age, and I guess it has to be. It's so competitive.
Yeah, I'm really competitive. But, you know, right now I'm really focused on my work. So, you know, I have to show up
exactly
early in the morning, or early in the morning, work some horses. And I think to celebrate, it's going to be time later for celebrate. Maybe tomorrow or Tuesday on my day off. But
yeah,
you know, right now I wake up really excited and ready to win more races today again.
Juan, let's talk about the big race yesterday for you. And there's no question about it. It's Santa Anita Handicap Day. But the San Felipe now takes center stage, and it's a huge prep for both the Santa Anita and Kentucky Derbies. I got to be honest with you, Juan. I was kind of disappointed going into yesterday. You know, I'm a big fan. You're powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. I was so happy when you moved down here full-time from up north a few years back, and your agent's a good friend. I was disappointed that you weren't riding Brandt for Bob Baffert. He went to Florent Garou. The horse was 4-5 at post time. Instead, he had John Potente, who broke his maiden sprinting, and this was only going to be his second start yesterday. But my gosh, he ran a huge race, and you were really patient with him, Juan. Take us around there. And to me, every bit as impressive in the way that he showed so much professionalism. He galloped out, Juan, to me like a wild horse with his ears pricked, and you guys were way in front of the rest of them around the clubhouse turn after the race. But talk about that experience in yesterday's San Felipe.
Yeah, you know, San Felipe, that was a really great, great race. And, you know, all the credit for my horse, Potente, and Bob, you know, because he run only one time short going 6 furlongs.
Yeah.
And he went really good, you know, but there's always an expectation going to turns, well, especially mine in 16. And, you know, there was some good horses yesterday on that race. But, you know, my horse showed up yesterday. As soon as, you know, in the post parade, he warmed up really good. You know, he was calm all the time, really professional. I mean, for being only second to start out, he was really, really professional. And then, you know, at the gate, he broke really good, really good. And I asked him to go back to me a little bit around the turn, and he did it. You know, he relaxed really good.
Right.
And then in the backside, I put him between horses, and he was traveling really good. He relaxed really good. You know, he take a breath on the backside, and he relaxed, and you know, he was enjoying tracking horses. So, and then, you know, around the 3/8, I decided to start making my move outside, and take me a while to make him going, because he's big. He's a big horse, but you know, he's big and strong. So as soon as I swing out, you know, he start making his move, and we have to fight to win that race. But you know, out of the end of the race, he show up and he passed the horse, and like you say, he galloped out really nice. So I think this horse is going to improve next time. Only his second race going two turns, and I think he loved the distance, Mike, and hopefully he come a good out of the race, and I think next time that horse is going to run even better, I think.
And what did Bob want to know from you after the race? What did he ask you, Juan?
Well, first he say like he say see, because he told me that the horse was training really good, and then he told me like, hey, I think this horse is gonna love the distance even better, right? And I just say yes right away, because I mean the way he won the race,
yeah,
the way he galloped out, I think he's gonna love the distance.
And I mean, he was 9-2 on the morning line, pays $18.20, and in my opinion, all things considered, very, very impressive. Juan, it was a huge day. We can't recap everything. But speaking of Bob Baffert, you rode Splendora earlier in the Grade 1 Beholder Mile, a 5-year-old mare, and she has absolutely never been better. She ran lights out at odds on for you, Juan.
Man, that's it. I think the older she gets, the better she is. You know, to me,
right?
You know, yesterday I felt the power out of the game, and out of the game I feel the power. You know, you feel it when you're a rider. You feel those horses out of the gate when they broke like really sharp when you don't ask them to do it, you know, they do it on their own. So yesterday that feeling, man, she broke like a rocket out of the gate. She won the race out of the gate. She broke really sharp and she wanna take the lead, and you know, I just was having, you know, Bob told me, like, hey, that filly, she's doing great. Just have fun and don't look back. And then that's what we did. You know, she was good, and I was in front, and I looked back around the quarter pole to see if nobody was coming, and that's it. But, you know, I took all the credit for that filly. Like I said, the older she gets, the better she is. And she showed up yesterday. I just shake the hand a little bit around the quarter pole, and she take off again, and she won easy.
Well, and I think maybe I could have won on her. Let's face it. I mean, she was that much the best. Hey, listen.
To be honest with you, yes.
Yeah. Your time is short. I know you're very busy this morning. You ride 7 today. I only want to ask you about 2 horses today, Juan, if you don't mind. Your 2 stakes mounts and the China Doll. You ride Hamika for Bob Baffert. She's 4-5 on the morning line. And looking at her race last time out, where she was 2nd at 4-1 coming down the hillside turf in the Sweet Life. Now, she's going to go a flat mile on turf today, but it looked like she bobbled going from the dirt back to the turf with you. And I think you did well to be 2nd there.
Yes. Like you say, you know, she likes the grass that day, and crossing from dirt to turf again. She bobbled really bad, so she lost the momentum.
Right.
She lost the momentum. But what I like is that when she recovered herself, she take off again, and we run a really good 2nd. So, you know, today going a mile on the flat, we should be okay.
And one last thing, in today's main event, the Grade 3 Santa Isabel, and this one's for 3-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th. You got another nice filly for Baffert, forced entry. I thought she was really quick out of the gate in her maiden win, which was her 2nd start, and it was just a completely dominant win. How good is forced entry, do you think, Juan?
She's good. She's good, Mike. She's good. I think, you know, there's some nice fillies on that race. The other filly above, she's a nice filly too, French Blue. And I think it's gonna be a good race again today with the fillies. Those fillies, they have a lot of talent. My filly won easy last time. And, you know, hopefully she run the way she run last time, or hopefully a little better than last time, so we can win that race.
Juan Hernandez, thanks so much for your time. Happy birthday, a day late, number 34. You're on top of the standings again now with 32 wins, with 4 of them yesterday. You're 3 up on Emicial Jaramillo and Kazushi Kimura, and you've got 10 stakes wins. You're way out in front there. Life is good. Enjoy it. Thank you, Juan.
No problem, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, I say hi to everybody, to all the guys that are listening, and I just want to say thanks for the support. Thanks for support horse racing here. We really appreciate that, and let's keep rolling, Mike.
Thank you, Juan. See you soon. Really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, now we get to upstate New York a little bit late. A very patient Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheats, and we got Brad Free on deck. He's going to join us next here in the first half hour. Hey, John, good morning. How are you? Well, we had John, and now we don't. So we'll try and get him back. By the way, folks, some massive payoffs in the late exotics yesterday. Just really impressive. And a pick six carryover today in excess of 67,000. Back to regular first post time today at 12:30. And now we've got Jonathan Hardoon. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. I don't know if you heard Juan or not, but I had a shot to get him and had to do it. He's a credit to the game and an incredible talent. I thought it was so impressive the patience he showed with Potente. You know, there's a lot of pressure. They got 50 qualifying points to the Kentucky Derby. That field was really bunched up. He was in the pocket going into the far turn. You could see Kazushi Kimura. He wanted to go to Juan's inside with secured freedom. And Juan was very patient, and it was rewarded. I thought a huge effort.
It was, Mike. Not only that, it was only his 2nd career start.
Yeah.
First time around 2 turns. I mean, what more could you ask from him? And by the way, the runner-up, Robusta, Doug O'Neill's horse,
huge.
Jaramillo board, he ran huge. He took care of Brandt. He put Brandt away,
yeah,
and he actually drew off. I thought he was home, and it was amazing, really. Potente came and got him. Again, only career start number 2. That was really impressive.
Robusta, 67-1 yesterday with Jaramillo. great job by Doug. They added the blinkers yesterday, and I got to believe they're staying home, and it's on to the Santa Anita Derby. Why not?
Exactly. I agree. I mean, listen, it's all upside from here, and anything you get is going to be a bonus, so why not try it?
You know, back to Patente, Brad Free had a stat yesterday in the forum. He went back and looked. Since 1990, going into yesterday, there had been no second-time starters winning the San Felipe. So that's quite a bit of territory. That is no small feat in your second start to come with an A-list effort like that.
Yeah, but remember, Mike, we're dealing with Baffert. He's not human. So what he does, other trainers can't do. And listen, hats off to him. He got the job done, and a terrific ride by Juan Hernandez.
It really was. You know, Juan was on another long shot in the very next race for John Sadler in the grade two, and it should be back to a grade one, Frankie Kilroy Mile. Final boss, 31.5-1. You got a $65.40 win mutual at a mile on turf.
Yeah, you had a couple of things happen yesterday that don't happen often at the racetrack. You had Baffert win with a first-time starter in the sixth race named Crude Velocity paying $23. Then you had Sadler win a stake race paying $65. So that's just unheard of in Southern California. It really is, but they pulled it off.
Yeah, and Baffert, three wins yesterday, two of them stakes. And the other one, he's going to be in a stakes real quick. What about Crude Velocity? We talked before the show. I thought he was so impressive, and he had all the worst of it. Was in behind horses, a first-time starter, and he wins like that in 15-1 from off the pace going 6.5 furlongs. Is it too late to get on the Derby trail with Crude Velocity?
Yeah, I would think so, Mike, but it was really quite a performance. He was breaking from the inside, from the rail in a full field. He got off slowly. The horse rushed up, checked off the heels. He did everything wrong but win, and he won. It was really quite an impressive performance for a first-time starter. And again, how many times you see a Baffert first-time starter pay $23? It's unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. John, so many other things going on, but our time is short. Where do you want to go for hour one for radio?
We're going to go to Aqueduct, Michael. Look at the sixth race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And the track is off. You know, it warmed up last week. All that snow was melting. The track was frozen. So now I guess it's defrosting. But the track is going to be off. And in the sixth race today, I love the number one horse in here, Ranger Battalion, a four-year-old colt from the Linda Rice Barn. This horse absolutely loves water in the racetrack. Eric Kinsale aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. Number one, Ranger Battalion, wins today's sixth race at Aqueduct.
Okay, and what about the fog? We saw a little bit of that yesterday afternoon, John.
Well, it was foggy again this morning, but it's starting to warm up a little, so hopefully by the post time, you got still a couple of hours, so hopefully it'll lift by then.
Okay, and post time for race six at Aqueduct today, 3:46 Eastern, JONHARDON.com. What's there?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Oaklawn, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
Can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, we mentioned Brad Free. We have him from Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Before we talk what went on yesterday, I sent you a text on Friday. I read your story that was in print Friday, Thursday night on Mark Glatt. And, you know, Mark's a very private guy. He's an incredible horse trainer. He's proven that. He's in the Washington State Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. But you talked to him about the recent passing of his wife of 25 years, Dina, mother of their three children. And, Brad, I don't know if it's the best story you ever wrote, but it's way up there, my friend. Just a great job in Friday's Daily Racing Form. I really mean it.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, credit to Mark Glatt for being, you know, as sincere and open and honest with, you know, when you lose a loved one like he did with his wife, Dina, it's tough. And Mark Glatt was willing to talk about it. He trusted me to, you know, handle the story, you know, with, you know, kid gloves, so to speak, and I hope that it came across that way. And
sure did.
I think that Mark Glatt was appreciative of it. I know that a lot of people received a lot of feedback regarding that story. Listen, we go th- things things happen in life, unfortunately, and yeah. It's not all good. And a lot of people, I think, appreciated Mark Glatt's sincerity. And you know, everybody's thoughts are with him. He's a good guy. He's a hell of a trainer. And, yeah, thank you so much.
So quiet, so understated. You watch him in the mornings. He's focused on what's going on out there in front of him, spends a lot of time at the barn. He's just proven it year in, year out with all categories of horses. Just does a magnificent job. He truly does, Brad.
Well, he does, and the stock that he's getting as his career has unfolded and his reputation has expanded, he's getting better and better horses, and he's, you know, able to participate at the highest level. I know that So Happy was a little disappointing yesterday in the San Felipe, finishing third. Maybe he has distance challenges, but he's still a very good horse, trained by a very good trainer. And Mark Glatt's, you know, his stable is one to be reckoned with in California. He's among the top trainers out here.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, some of the other goings on yesterday, you know, the big cap, let's face it, and part owner Nick Casado allowed as much in the winner's circle. Slam Dunk Racing partners with Jerry McClanahan and his wife, Richie Baltus, British Isles, gets the big cap yesterday by 4.5 lengths, off at 7-1. It's not the race that it used to be. But, you know, as Frank Miramati and I talked the other day, it's still the big cap. And, boy, you win it, that's a big deal. But the final time was certainly not the type of time we've seen over the years from some of the great horses that have won it.
No, when you go, you know, a mile a quarter in 2:05 and change and earn a 90 buyer speed figure,
yeah.
It wasn't a great race. It really wasn't. But, you know, credit to Richie Baltus and Diego Herrera, they had a horse that was good enough yesterday to win by open lengths. That was the lowest rated Santa Anita handicap on the buyer scale since buyer speed figures were first published in the 1990s. And not the lowest by a little, the lowest by a lot, the previous low was 100. So a 90 buyer speed figure is an allowance caliber number. Maybe it was an allowance caliber field yesterday. The favorite, Just a Touch, did not show up. But British Isles took advantage of the situation and
he's
dominant in victory. Regarding the slow final time, it's going to be hard to, you know, embrace him moving forward off of this race, depending on where he runs next. But he had what it took yesterday when the timing was right for British Isles. So nice win by him in a low-rated big cap.
And a massive scratch earlier in the week really hurt the race. Skippy Longstocking did not make the trip for trainer Safi Joseph. So that...
Yeah, two big scratches, Mike.
Westwood.
Not only Skippy Longstocking, but how about Westwood? I mean, he was impressive. It was a strange scratch out of the big cap by Westwood. Yeah. I think he would have been competitive yesterday.
Does the reduced purse, is that a factor, you think, Brad?
Well, I don't know what the factor is. I know that he did have a subpar recent workout. I suspect that might have had something to do with them coming out. No, I don't know that the purse was that big of a deal, because when you win the prep race for the big cap over the very track on which you would be running again, it's just natural to expect him to run back in the big cap. So I think there's more to the story than what's been led on so far.
Could be, as there quite often is, Brad. I want to ask you about today's Santa Isabel. Now, we know forced entry, impressive last time out. Taking a look at some of the others, John Sadler as the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies winner in here. This will be her second start since. She's even money on the line. But there's a filly in here by the name of Piney Woods that I just can't get over. She's 15 on the line, and I don't think she's going to be anywhere near that high. I loved her maiden win. Brad, your thoughts on the race?
Well, she's certainly bred to go two turns. She's a daughter of Cupid. I think he win the Hollywood Gold Cup or the Santa Anita Handicap, something a few years ago. Anyway, he could go a mile and a quarter out of an Empire Maker mare. So Piney Woods stretching out. She improved a ton in her second career start, as many maidens trained by Michael McCarthy do. Her buyer speed figure jumped up 20 points. She won by 4 lengths. The runner-up, Brooklyn Blonde, came back to win her next start. And Piney Woods is a contender in a race that I suspect that there are a lot of people who feel the same way that I do, and that is that the even money favorite, Super Corridora, is vulnerable today at a short price. Her comeback was not great at all.
No.
She really had no visible alibi whatsoever. So, yeah, Piney Woods is a definite contender. I think she will get bet down from 15-1. Mike, there's a filly in here making the second start of her career. You mentioned earlier that Potente won the San Felipe in his career, second start of his career. French Blue is going to try to do the same thing for Baffert this afternoon. Expectations are through the roof with regards to French Blue. She's a daughter of gun runner. She won her career debut, pressing the pace. Baffert believes that she wants to go two turns, and she worked heads up with Potente on February 22nd. And so Potente flattered that workout by winning the San Felipe yesterday. I think the French Blue will take a huge forward move today, this afternoon. She's listed at 92, and she should be every bit that because her speed figure was not that great, a 67 buyer, a 13 right. and a quarter on Thoroughgraph. She's one of the slowest fillies in the race going in. I like her to win the race today. I know the Baffert's extremely high on her. French Blue and Forced Entry, Baffert's pair in the Santa Isabel. Those are the two that I think they're most likely to upset Super Corridora.
And do you want to go with French Blue as your best bet, Brad?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's the one I'm going to go with. And I think we'll get paid because her number's not that great, but she's a better filly than the numbers suggest. And, Mike, did you see who finished third behind French Blue in her career debut? That was Piney Woods. So Piney Woods came back and flattered that maiden race already.
No question.
Fire speed figure 20 points. So I think French Blue is a good filly on her way up. Super Corridora is on her way back, and we don't know, you know, what her ceiling is. But with regards to French Blue, I think the sky is the limit. Baffert believes that she's a Kentucky Oaks-type filly. We'll find out a little bit more about her today.
I don't know if you caught Juan Hernandez with me just now, but Juan volunteered, hey, and Bob's got French Blue. I think he's well aware that she's going to move way up off of what was really kind of on a buyer figure, a so-so rated race, you know.
Very much, very, very much so-so.
Yeah.
She will have to take a step forward, but I think everybody around the Baffert camp believes that French Blue will move forward. And, of course, Forced Entry, her stablemate, already has something that several of these do not, and that's a win around two turns and that red-hot jockey, JJ.
Hey, Brad, thanks so much for your time. Just really enjoy your work day in, day out here in Southern California. Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Have a great day, Brad. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we're going to step aside real quick, like coming back strong with John Lindo from Carlsbad. Get his thoughts on today's card with a big pick six carryover, sizable carryover, $67,798 in that pick six. Orlando Gutierrez is going to preview a big night at Los Alamitos. And a whole lot of shows straight ahead with the voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramonte, top of the hour. Don't go away.
Looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Every racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Got a lot of ground to cover. Let's go on to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. John, you there?
You got me, Michael. Good morning.
Hey, John, good to be with you. And really enjoyed Thoroughbred LA yesterday with you and Bob Ike from 9 to 10. I want to also mention this tip of the cap, too. I mentioned Nick Casado. His son Ryan is a jockey agent, and his jock, Diego Herrera, knocked down his first ever grade one in the thoroughbred race yesterday aboard British Isles, trained by Richie Baltus. That's a big deal, big feather in their cap. And, you know, I'm relegated to FanDuel for the most part these days, as you know, John. So Mike Joyce and Simon Bray, they were kind of speculating after the big cap if they could find another jock. Diego won the grade one Charger Bar a few years ago at Los Alamitos. I think it was a pickup mount on a very busy day and night for him. If they were trying to think, was there another jock that's done the same thing? And I texted Mike right away, Terry Lipham. You know, he won the 83 big cap that's with Bates Motel, and he won a bunch of grade ones for a guy named Lucas at Los Alamitos. He was the top quarter horse jock in America in 1962. And Mike acknowledged I sent him a text on air, which was kind of gratifying. But that's a big deal for Diego Herrera and his agent, Ryan Casado. Just wanted to really give him a shout-out there.
Diego's a good kid. I got a chance to meet him last summer at Del Mar, and he actually gave a set of goggles to a friend of mine, their son, and took the time to talk to them. And you know, again, you see Nick Cassato from Southern California to win the big cap. It's a big deal. And so congratulations to all those guys. And it was just great to see those guys in the winner's circle for a race like that. That means a lot to those kind of people.
And, John, as you know, those guys are all Calbreds. And before we talk about Majestic Oops and a huge grade two win back at Oaklawn Park in the Azari yesterday for trainer Dan Ward, for so many years an assistant out here with Bobby Frankel and Jerry Hollendorfer, I'll tell you what, the Red Grange play of the meet, Galloping Ghost, took Friday's sixth race for Craig Lewis, owned and bred by Rainmaker Racing. This is a three-year-old gelding by Grayson out of the Clubhouse Ride Mare. Freedom Ride, super impressive at 4-5, I thought, with that guy Juan Hernandez. It's going to be interesting to see where Galloping Ghost ends up next, John.
You know, he's still learning. He's been a little bit slow out of the gate, but you can see the abilities there. He's got a big, long stride on him. And, you know, the nice part was in that maiden race on Friday, he didn't rush. He just kind of worked his way forward. And when they pushed the button, he went on with it. And I have no doubt he'll run long. And you know, you look at him, I think he'll do grass too. So you've got an awful lot of options with a Calbred running for big purse money.
No question about it. And that's, you know, obviously when you get a good horse, man, that makes the memories of a couple, three slow ones kind of a bait. But being in this game and having a horse that you know can run, John, I'm here to tell you there's nothing like it. Yeah, we got a lot of challenges. Just want to encourage people, go to ctba.com. And now we're going to talk about Legacy Ranch. Go to their website. I talked to Pete Perella, as you know, John, the other day. I said, how's Forbidden Kingdom doing? He said, we got 9 babies on the ground right now. After we hung up, he sent me a picture. I think this filly was born Wednesday. Picture taken on Thursday. A one-day-old filly by Forbidden Kingdom. And, I mean, he stamped her. She's a liver chestnut out of a roan mare and 140 pounds. And, as you know, Pete and I talked, just because they look good doesn't mean they're going to be able to run, but boy, is it encouraging.
It's a pretty good start. I mean, you see the picture. She's got a nice long back and some legs on her and good shoulder. She's a good-sized baby. I mean, 1 day old, and that's an awful good sign. You know, you see something like that, at least you've got something to start with. And, that, you know, when you test them, you find out what you got. But if the pieces are there, your chances are sure a lot better.
They do such an incredible job up there at Legacy. And, of course, Forbidden Kingdom, a freshman sire here in California. Go to the website, legacyranch.com, or give them a call up there at the office, 209-759-3315. Terry Knight, outstanding trainer for so many years up north and down here. Thoroughbreds, quarter horses. He's overseeing the entire operation. John, let's talk a little bit about today at Santa Anita. I don't know if we're going to get anywhere near the prices we had yesterday. Some of those late exotics, it was amazing. But we've got a tangible pick six carryover here, $67,798, races 4-9.
It's a good sequence. Not huge fields, but, you know, it's a thing that I think you can play. The sequence makes sense. And, you know, if you're looking for a single in there, I think you jump right in the water in the first leg, the race number 4. You've got Encanto coming back for trainer Peter Erton from Florida, where he ran in the Gulfstream Sprint Stakes. And the winner of that race, Litigation, came back and beat a good field yesterday at Gulfstream Park. And this horse, you know, drops in with starter allowance post at Santa Anita, gets Lasix back, 3 starts racing with Lasix, been in the exacta every time. It's a really good spot here. I think Encanto's 9-5 on the morning line, but it might shorten up your ticket if you can single right off the bat.
And before we get a best bet, just back to the graded stakes-winning California-bred mare for Dan Ward yesterday, Majestic Oops. You know, a big upset. There was a short-price mare in there for Mark Cassie. She's been running in nothing but grade 1s and grade 2s. Her name escapes me at the moment. But Majestic Oops, a 6-year-old mare by Majestic Harbor. We remember him out here with Sean McCarthy, out of an Almodovar mare by the name of Miss Oops, bred in California by Sandy and William Dory, along with Gary Knopp, owned by Medallion Racing and Partners. And again, Dan Ward, the winning trainer, he's going in for a much-needed hip replacement real soon. Ridden to victory by Francisco Arrieta. Majestic Oops, California bred mare, taking yesterday's Grade 2 $400,000 Azari at Oaklawn Park.
She picked up $240,000. The filly she beat was Nitrogen, who was so good last year as a three-year-old. So it was a legit field. And that $240,000 puts her career earnings at $964,000. So she's right on top of becoming a millionaire.
Yep.
And she's gotten, you know, she's 6 years old now. She's gotten better. She's gotten older. She's just a neat mare. And she'll sprint. You know, she comes off a sprint win, stretches out in the Azari, wins that. Again, a caliber with all kinds of options.
And, John, before we get your best bet, I mentioned Dan Ward going in for a hip replace. I talked to Jace Lender last night. Longtime starter, just an absolutely great starter out here. He's going in for a hip on Wednesday. And I tell you, his main man, Keel Travis, is starting the races now. He had a tremendous day yesterday. There's a lot of pressure on everybody on these kind of days. And that guy who's pushing the button, he's bearing a whole lot of it. You got a crew there, and he had good, clean breaks. And anyway, wishing Jay all the best. Hope to see him back soon. But Keel Travis, a great job pinch hitting for Jace Lender yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, no complaints at all. The races are running out. And you know what? Let's give a shout out. Frank, I thought Frank Miramonte did a great job of calling those races. Up in the press box, we can't hear it real well, but I heard some positive comments from the people around, and you know, recognizing Juan Hernandez's birthday, and here he is winning four races in three states, and it was fun. He made it fun.
No question about it. Well, making money's fun. Help us out.
All right, I tell you what, let's go to race number seven that's down the hill today. Number one, Carol Buono. Leonard Powell's horse ran really well in the Baffle going a mile. Only a win came on firm turf sprinting in France. I think this horse will love the downhill. You've got Armando Ayuso riding very well. He rides this course well. You get 5-1 on the morning line. I think this distance is going to hit this horse right between the eyes. Number one, Carol Buono, race number seven, Santa Anita.
Terrific. And your stuff's also up at todaysracingdigest.com. And if folks want to go to the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, the Lindo Report is there free of charge, right?
Absolutely. Every day. Yes.
Okay. Hey, John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day and look forward to the show next Saturday along with you, Bob Ike, and company.
Yeah, we'll the National Horse Players Championship. So, we'll lock Bob up and then turn him loose during the daytime.
That's over at the Horseshoe. Thanks so much, John Lindo, joining us. By the way, I did hear from Steve Johnson. He heads everything up in the race book. Folks there at the South Point, he said they're really busy this weekend. They got a $2 million bingo extravaganza. He said NASCAR is in town next week with the Pennzoil 400. March Madness will begin hitting its stride next week with the major conferences having their tournaments leading up to Selection Sunday on the 15th. This is all from Steve Johnson. Also, several conference championships being held in Las Vegas, folks. And the World Baseball Classic in full swing. Check this out. He says they do have sides, total, and run lines on all World Baseball Classic games. And as always, free parking and no charge for seating in the race and sports books at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. We'll step aside real quick, like coming back with Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse, Frank Miramonte, the voice of Santa Anita, and Saratoga Racecourse, top of the hour. Don't go away. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Segment hour one, Thoroughbred LA. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills, in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Just go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now we go down Catella to Los Alamitos Racecourse and check in with Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. You've got eight tonight. You get underway at 5:45. Doc Allred throwing $10,000 into the pick six. And, you know, you got trials to the El Primero Delano Derby. And I want you to talk about the Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship. A lot going on.
Definitely a lot going on, Mike. Starting with the pick six, starts in race number three. Post time for that is 6:41 p.m. And as usual, we'll have a total pool of somewhere around $60,000. The Brad McKenzie, what a race it is. Nine outstanding runners. It offers the first golden ticket to qualify with a presumptive invitation to the Champion of Champions, our marquee race, a $700,000 race. The winner of this race gets that presumptive berth and pretty much gets to rest for a little bit, just plan that year out because they know for sure they're going to be in the Champion of Champions later in the year. And what an outstanding field. On the outside post, number nine, Lethal Cowboy, 1-2-3. He is just a horse for the course here at Los Al. Has won 6 of 7 starts here at Los Alamitos. Multiple grade one winner here. His only blemish came in the Los Alamitos Super Derby, a big surprise, last November. But he is coming in nicely off of a very solid workout. The one concern, though, Mike, post number nine, he did drift out quite a bit when he won a race from that spot, from an outside spot. But other than that, he has won from post nine before. He is a talented horse. We'll see what he does in this race. Favorite, Just Hawk, a great two and a great one winner here at Los Alamitos right next to him. He should have plenty of space to run. Show and Tell Cartel on the outside won the El Primero del Año Derby last year. Another very interested horse. He's always in these big races now. And Kevin's Wife Corona, who actually won a trial to the Brad McKenzie last year, coming off of a nice victory in the first down dash handicap. He is a solid runner, especially at the 400-yard distance. And Mike, like you mentioned, we also have trials to the El Primero del Año Derby, the big horse, Judah Cartel. So far, the story of the season after winning the Los Alamitos Winter Derby. In a quick turnaround here, coming back for these trials, he'll be in race number 7, definitely the big name in these trials. And another horse that I'd like to point out in race 5, Revolutionary V. We haven't seen him before, very lightly raised, but he made a double payment in order to qualify, be eligible for these trials. So it'll be very interesting to see, because that means the connections have a lot of trust, a lot of belief in this horse. Race 5, Revolutionary V. A really good night of quarter horse racing. The last four races, the late pick four, all quarter horse races at 400 yards. Looking forward to a huge night.
Very much so. And that Brad McKenzie Winter Championship, 135,000 plus up for grabs at 400 yards. That is the eighth and final tonight at Los Alamitos. That goes at 9:01 Pacific. You want to recap last night's Grade One Los Alamitos Oaks trials to that, Orlando?
Yeah, it's our richest race for fillies and mares of the season. The final will be on March 28th. The first over $415,000 here for these three-year-old fillies. The top qualifier, a horse that we've talked about a lot, Mike, beautiful. She's another horse that just loves to win races here at Los Al. I don't work a little hard last night. There was a scratch in the gate. She was breaking from post number one, so she had to wait. She had to be taken out of the gate after the scratch happened in the gate. She had to wait around a little bit. When she got put back in, she broke slow. Usually she flies out of the gate. So she broke a little slow, went in, then out. Ended up working really hard to get that victory by a head, but still with the fastest time. And the veteran rider, Rodrigo Sigala Vallejo, said she maybe got a little confused there after being taken out of the gate and then reloaded in. But still, she is such a good horse, this beautiful, and will be a top finalist here for the Oaks. Another newcomer, Russ Tickle Knockout, was just so impressive. First out here at Los Al, won by a length. She looks like she'll be a beautiful stop challenger in the Oaks. So an outstanding group of Phillies once again. Looking forward to that final March 28th.
Very much so. And we're looking forward to cashing tonight at Los Al. You got a best bet for the listeners?
You know, I'm going to go to the big race once again. Race number 8 and number 7, RLH4 on the floor, has run two very close finishes. Third in a trial to the Z Wayne, but that was against Jericho and Impressum. Second to Kevin's Wife Corona. They've taken their time with him, giving him two nice works coming into this race. He's a full brother to the multiple stakes winner, Patty Saint. And I think he'll really like the distance. He's in a good spot, post number 7. And you're going to get 6-1 on RLH4 on the floor. That'll be my pick here for the show. Looking to make a little bit of money here in the big race, the Brad McKenzie. And just one last note, London Toby, the multiple Grade 1 winner, retired after a tremendous career of multiple Grade 1 races, including the Brad McKenzie in 2024, a sensational horse. But he goes on and is going to enjoy the rest of his time at a ranch in Orange Park Acres, really close here to Los Al.
Terrific. Again, tonight's 8th is the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship. And Orlando Gutierrez likes the 7, RLH4 on the floor, a little bit of an automotive twist. Post time for the Brad McKenzie, 9:01 Pacific. Thank you so much, Orlando. Good luck.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, we're going to step aside real quick, like, folks, and we'll be coming back strong. Hour 2, the voice of Los Alamitos, Frank Miramati, and so much more. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, Here's Mike Willman.
Happy is trying to cling to him. At the rail, Brandt is under heavy pressure. He's dropping out of it. And in behind them comes Secured Freedom. Patente is trying to rally on the outside. Robusta with a 16th to go, shifting in while leading by two. Patente on the outside of So Happy. Patente is lengthening stride, coming to the wire. Has to get to Robusta. And here is Patente. Perfectly timed by Juan Hernandez to win the San Felipe Stakes presented by DK Horse. Robusta lost a heartbreaker in second.
The great Frank Miramonte with the call of yesterday's Grade 2 San Felipe at a mile and a 16th. That's the final major stepping stone to the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. A huge prep for the Kentucky Derby. 50 qualifying points for the Run for the Roses go to Potente. And Doug O'Neill, boy, a tough defeat with Robusta. Second beat ahead at 67-1. Let's go to the phones right now and join the guy who just kind of helped choreograph the entire situation yesterday at Santa Anita, the voice of the great race place, Frank Miramonte. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. What about you, man? We lost an hour. You had 11 races, a ton of announcements, so much adrenaline flowing. But I want to get your thoughts on that race you just called. What about Potente? How good is he, do you think?
He's very good. And I'll tell you, it's a perfect example of how sometimes when you handicap races and you look for, you know, quote-unquote productive events or the old line, who did they beat? Potente beat Captain Shreve last time when they met, and Captain Shreve had been soundly defeated earlier on the program. But it wasn't that he beat him just narrowly. It was the way he beat him. That race looked, you know, it's obviously in the rearview mirror at this point to come up with these analyses.
Yeah.
After the race, it's a lot easier. But when he did win, he was handled with extreme confidence in that debut, and he was a horse that had a lot more in the tank, and he proved it yesterday. It was a good ride. You could tell going into the far turn, because it was such a big leap up in class, that he was going to be a part of it, not necessarily the winner by any means, but that he was keeping pace with them, and I even mentioned that at the point, because he stayed with them. And it just worked out great. Robusta ran a gigantic race. So Happy appears maybe a little bit distance compromised. But, you know, the head scratcher for sure was Brandt. I mean, that was just, I mean, he was done at the top of the stretch.
Empty.
That was
that
was very crazy. But you like to see a horse finish up with that kind of energy. It was Juan Hernandez's birthday. I kept mentioning it every time he's in the winner's circle. It seemed to be good luck for our leading rider. Juan, for those who don't know, just really one of the nicest guys, a real down-to-earth individual. And, you know, he's just all about business. He's just got a great attitude. And more importantly, for those who put their $2 down or those trainers who use his services, just a fantastic rider and a tremendous finisher. This horse made up a lot of ground in the last 50 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, Robusta looked home and cooled out for a couple of strides there.
Hey, Frank, last week we had you on, and really thanks for coming on today. There was so much I wanted to cover. Last week, we were promoting the CDBA annual awards banquet, which was held this past Monday in Arcadia. And, you know, I spoke to Pete Perella from Legacy Ranch a couple of days ago. And he was, you know, he's a big fan of you, but he was effusive in his praise. I said, did you know Frank got it done with Chris McCarron coming out? He said, no, I didn't. And from what he said, from what I've heard from everybody, having those two Hall of Fame jocks, Mike Smith, Chris McCarron at the banquet, it really helped make the evening. So much emotion. And, you know, Frank, Pete, he was just effusive in his praise. You do such a great job emceeing, but it was a great night. I'm sorry I wasn't there. But Pete said it was the best one he's ever been to, and he said, I think I've been to 20 of them. Labrato Baracchio was there with the Calbred Horse of the Year, Lovesick Blues. Steve Knapp, California Horse Trainer of the Year, rather. And, you know, these people, it's our lives. And people are so dedicated, so much hard work. Scotty McClellan was there. He presented Chris McCarron, Chris's longtime agent. Just a great night, Frank, and you were the guy making it happen.
Well, it was a lot of fun. What made it happen were the winners. And then, you know, we had the Bakers and Aggie Ordonez, who were on such a roll as well. They weren't able to get awards. We had a couple other first-time award winners. And then we had, you know, the stalwarts. We had the State Thirsty Celebration the Grayson and Nick Alexander celebration.
Yeah.
It was just a fun night, but without any question, the Hall of Fame inductions. And we had Hall of Famer Kent DeSormo in the house, too. And so that was fun to have him there.
Nice.
But Gary Stevens was put into the Hall of Fame. His beautiful daughter, it's really funny because, you know, Gary's daughter, Maddie, and Angie, Maddie's mom, were really kind enough to come. When I spoke to Gary, he couldn't make it. I said, who would you like to present? He said, well, who would you like to accept or present? And he said, you could do it. And I said, well, who else would you think? And he said, well, I'd love it if it would be Maddie. And I was really thankful to Angie for bringing Maddie up a 2-hour drive. She was phenomenal. And it's amazing when you see her because, I mean, when she looks at you, it's literally Gary Stevens' eyes looking at you. It's absolutely, you love pedigree in this world. So she's a great girl. But McCarron and Mike Smith, they both got standing ovations, rightfully so. And you mentioned I want to say this, and I think we said it last week briefly, but for those fans out there who want to just come out and enjoy an evening, it's a couple $100s. I mean, it's not cheap, but you get a great dinner, and more importantly, you get a chance to watch the awards. And you got to get those tickets for next year, you know, at least a couple of months early because it sells out because each table for the winners is going to be filled. But it's a fun time. It's a time that you can meet the people that you are watching every day.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a cocktail hour beforehand and afterward a little deal. But McCarron was great. And his wife, Debbie, she's a lovely lady. My apologies to her for you, Jim Healy fans. But and Mike Smith. And let me say this.
Victor
there were a lot
Kaya.
Of tears that night. There were a lot of tears that night. And there were a lot of laughs that night. And that's what makes it fun. And I think I won over Pete Perella many years ago at my first one of these things about 15 years ago. When I unleashed my Ed Burghardt impression, not many people think about an Ed Burghardt impression. So Pete has been an incredible supporter. But, you know, Mike dedicated his award to two guys that had really, you know, supported him so deeply, Jim Cassidy and John Sheriff, both of whom recently passed away. And then what do you know, Friday comes, and a horse that was just trained and transferred out of John Sheriff's barn, Bob Hess wins, a horse that was trained and transferred out of Jim Cassidy's barn, for Richard Baltuswin. So, and Mike got to ride one of those. So there was a lot of emotion. It was a great night, and it's a fantastic event. And I'm always stressing out because you got to try to come up with new material. And also, you know, when I started doing this, I was working on the fairs, and it's a little easier to start unleashing commentary that you don't have to think about when you're doing that. When you work at Santa Anita, and we've all been through some well-documented battles and all kinds of other things, you know, stuff between the North and the South and this and that.
Yeah.
I got to kind of tippy-toe around that stuff. But we had fun. We definitely had some great laughs. And like I said, a tremendous amount of emotion. McCarron was incredible at the podium. You had to see his speech to believe it. And Scotty McClellan, I was so happy that Chris called him to bring him in because that added a special touch. You talked about Librato. He was talking about some gray horse at Disneyland. I mean, it was a wild speech and a great one. And it's just, look, those are the moments, you know. Nick Alexander told a story about Tough Sunday. When you get him on the air one day, ask him about the naming of Tough Sunday. So those are the kind of stories when you get to learn more about people, see people.
It's an incredible game, Frank. It's an incredible game. There's so many layers to it. I want to get back to the John Sheriffs. And, of course, John passed away tragically. Just so unexpectedly a couple of weeks ago, and you and I were at the memorial. Brad Free was also there, and you know, it's just Lafitte Pincai paid his respects. But that horse that John had that was transferred over to Bob Hess was Jensko, Friday's second race, and owned in part by John's widow, Dottie and Gordo Sheriff. So, boy, it's amazing. We've had some tough hits here in recent weeks in our game, but life goes on. Frank, I want to, if you can, talk a little bit more about yesterday. I've addressed a maiden winner for Baffert, a first-time starter, a 3-year-old by the name of Crude Velocity, in yesterday's sixth race at 6.5 furlongs from off the pace with a ton of trouble. Florent Garou aboard won in 1:15.1 and paid $23. Frank, how good is he, and how ambitious could you get at this point in time with a well-bred, incredibly talented 3-year-old?
That was, I mean, that was borderline ridiculous. That horse had no chance. He broke dead last.
Right.
Moved through on the inside, was shut off. I mean, at that point, it had to be over with for him. And then once he showed up coming toward the quarter pole, I'm thinking, my goodness. And I just knew he had to win at that point because it was a great, great effort. Overcoming that much, the rail, the trouble, and then finishing up like that. That was very, very nice. And I saw a tweet, and I got to get back to the booth and look this up. But David Aragona, if you're following New York Racing and you're not following his picks, you're making a gigantic mistake. The guy is a complete savant and one of the sharpest guys I've ever seen in racing. And he had written that in January, this horse was supposed to be favored in a maiden race. I got to go look that up. I wasn't aware of that. But he's been training very well for some time. And then, but to do that was pretty, pretty special. Who knows? Look, Baffert, you know what happens with him. He took Cornucopian right out of a maiden race to the Arkansas Derby. So don't rule anything out when you see that kind of talent. I mean, that's what he's all about, is developing the youngsters and at least trying to find out quickly if he can get that next Derby. That's what it's all about for him and his career. So,
well, Frank, you're very much nice tied on with Team Baffert. When you get some intel, let us know. We'll get it out there, you know.
Oh, believe me, I got news for everyone. Everyone thinks that I know all the Baffert horses. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. I might have the worst insight into the things that are happening from the Baffert bar. So for those out there, that, especially those on Twitter and all that, that like to say, oh, Frank said this and he got excited about that, believe me when I tell you, you wish you were on the other end of any Baffert horse I've wagered on in the last 10 years. Trust me when I tell you, it hasn't been some festival of winners. But I always root for him. He's been there for me. He, you know, for those that don't know, many years ago, I met him, and it was really through Luke Kripos, that I was able to get in touch with him. He had me on the phone with Pegram and Baffert one day doing my Lucas impression, and then the fairgrounds sent me. I was working at the fairgrounds in 01, 02, and 03 during the winter when I was the announcer at Louisiana Downs, and Brian Krantz, the owner of the fairgrounds, one day said, look, we need to recruit horses for our stakes, and since you're from California, we're sending them. I'm like, I don't know these people. What are you talking about? And I said, just because I'm funny. He goes, nah, you'll be fine. And Luke gave me some guidance. But anyway, I met Bob that morning that I went to Clocker's Corner. I was handing out all these stakes books. And I could see that he was like, I was kind of at the next table at Clocker's Corner, and Bob's looking over like, who's that guy? And we met. And later that morning, we were laughing, and I was doing some impressions. And then eventually, he had me call his wife, Jill, as Trevor, to talk about some horse.
You got to be kidding me.
And he looked at me, and he ended up bringing Cap Wayne out to Louisiana. He was never coming. And so that's one time when I can tell you I definitely did recruit him to come out there for that series.
Wait a minute. Did you ever let Jill off the hook, or did you hang up with her thinking that
no, it was all Trevor. Yeah, we did that. God. We did that many years later. We tried that again many years later, and I called her when Painter was coming back. I called her as Mr. Zayat, Ahmed Zayat, and I left her a message. And I made it so ridiculous, there's no way she could believe it. But I guess I had perfected that voice and got that down, too. So I won't try that a third time. But we did that twice, and it was a lot of fun. But anyway, that's how I met him. And, now his horses, look, you saw yesterday two horses won that would have been the quote-unquote other Baffert. But when you have those kind of connections and you have that kind of barn, they can sometimes beat each other. And always remember, a horse beaten five lengths is less than a second. So anything's possible. But I would imagine this horse is going to take a shot. You got to keep taking shots. Potente is going to keep going. You got to get the ones and find out, the contenders from the pretenders.
Frank, speaking of imitations, as you're talking, I can't help but think you had quite a bit of fun with a guy by the name of Isaiah Thomas, who was with the New York Knicks, or as Chickie used to say, the New York Knickerbockers.
He was playing for the Pistons, but he was
I'm sorry. And you were Marv Albert. Right? And you called.
Yeah.
You got, before cell phones, you had some intel, some people on the ground. You found out what hotel room.
Marriott by LAX.
You found out where he was at, and you did some damage with Isaiah. Can you share with the audience a little bit of what you said to Isaiah?
Yeah. I can tell you, your audience has heard this before, so I'll keep it brief. But we basically called. And the old days of three-way, and I called in and I interviewed Isaiah Thomas, Chuck Nevitt. And the best of all, I mean, the guy I spoke to many times and never realized it was John Sally, to the point where it was almost like, we were just catching up as friends.
And you were Marv.
Yeah, it was Marv. I called him in the hotel, interviewed Isaiah. It was the year when, I think it was 88. It was the year when, before I'd ever called a race or anything, but it was It was the year when Isaiah and Magic, I think, kissed at half court, that famous deal. And I think it, whatever year it was the year when Isaiah was, like, limping around at the end. He was hurt. And the Lakers took them out in six. And I remember I got Isaiah, and then I called him back, and I tried to interview him later as Chick Hearn. And that's when he realized something was wrong. And then I went back to Marv. And but anyway, with John Sally and I talked at least four or five times.
Well, Frank,
that was immature but fun.
I should say, Marv, can you give us just a little taste of what Marv had to say to Isaiah Thomas?
I said, Marv has, of course, there are two different Marvs. There's the Dumars for three, yes, Joe Dumars, that exciting version. And then, if you remember, when he used to do the game of the week, Marv was often in the losing dugout, so he would have the Whitey another meltdown from the bullpen here in St. Louis. So I came. I gave him the, he had just lost a championship. So I gave him the Isaiah. It was another championship-like performance from your team. You certainly can hold your head high with a tremendous effort under the agony. You've truly proven that you, Isaiah, are a champion. He's like, well, thank you, Marv. It was a great classic.
All right.
When I called him back as Chick, it blew up quickly. It was a pretty bad impression.
And the Whitey you just referenced was no doubt Herzog, correct?
Of course, yeah. That was the best.
Thanks,
on
Frank.
NBC, the game of the week. Marv was always in these. Marv was the guy. I mean, seriously, like he was like the Undertaker in the post game, which is great because everyone knows him as such an exciting sportscaster. But he would change, and he was adaptable
to
different sports and different scenarios.
Yeah.
So I gave him a little of each.
Well, Frank, you were anything but downbeat yesterday. Just another great job. You hit it out of the park. On behalf of the fans,
nice.
Man, thank you for the job you do day in, day out.
And congratulations to Slam Dunk Racing and Baltus getting another one and Diego Herrera. Nick's been coming out here since he was a kid, done a lot of different things, and there's nothing quite like adding your name to the list of big cap winners. So congratulations.
He's there. Frank Miramonte, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You bet. Let's get to Santa Anita right now and say hello to a very patient Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, I got a question. It's a filly that I've mentioned a couple of times today. The Santa Isabel today. First of all, Super Corriador, off of the way she ran. I know she's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner, but, let's face it. She just, it was not her last time out. She's even money. We're looking at Piney Woods at 15-1 on the line. Do you have any strong opinion in this race today?
Not a huge opinion, but Piney Woods, I see no reason why I can't go long. It's got the style for this race. There's a lot of upfront type horses.
Right.
I think Super Corridora and the two Bafferts are all kind of that way. This horse might get a really nice trip back there. It's a very much a stayer. I think it's got a shot. 15-1 is a pretty high price for this horse. With the Breeders' Cup winner and two Bafferts in there, I guess that makes sense.
And how about a best bet this morning?
Sure. Let's go to the seventh race in here.
Okay.
It's down the hill. We've got a horse on the rail from the Leonard Powell barn, Caro Bueno. This colt has been routing, and it's a very diminutive type colt. I've been waiting for it to kind of cut back in distance, and we get that today. And it drops out of Stakes Company down into this allowance field. It's 5-1 on the morning line. It actually ran pretty well between horses going long last time in a very courageous effort, I thought. But I really like the cutback in distance for this horse. So at 5-1, I thought this was a really nice way to take a shot today for the viewers and listeners. So in the seventh race, number one, Caro Bueno.
Okay, 5-1, Leonard Powell and Armando Ayuso hooking up. Give us the coordinates again on the website, nationalturf.com, and your stuff, how they can access it.
Sure. Just go to nationalturf.com. Got a scouting report on all the horses running on the race card. I got you some grades, good, bad, and sort of in between. And, hopefully give you a little more information to take to the racetrack with you. So nationalturf.com.
Have a great day, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, listen, folks, never a good time to have plumbing issues. But if you got them, you got to get on them right away, and I have the people to do it. And as I often say, they're on time and under budget. They are Western Rooter, based in Arcadia, family-owned by Larry and John Batalo, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They've been in business now for more than four decades. All you have to do is go to westernrooter.com. There's well over 400 five-star reviews there. Commercial, residential, 24/7, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley and beyond. That's Western Rooter. Give them a call at 66-448-6455. Hey, mention Thoroughbred LA and Dunlock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, and we mean it, the best in the West. Going to take quick time out. Coming back strong with a hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. And got a whole lot of show. Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon up near the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thanks to the erstwhile Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A, making things happen. Really appreciate it, Chris, every single week, man. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to what I categorized as a hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. And listen, nice job. I mentioned hot. How about yesterday at Santa Anita, your $5 late daily double? That came back $607 on a $30 play. And, you know, there's reasons, that many reasons, to raise it to $5. This is part of why. It's tougher to cover a lot of horses on a day like that. Man, you get a great mutual. Congratulations, Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike. Now the whiny handicapper comes out on me right now. Do you know what the $5 parlay actually would have paid?
More.
The win parlay?
Yeah.
$947.
Yeah.
So whoever bet the doubles yesterday was much smarter than in the win pools. I don't understand that payoff, but it was.
Yeah.
That thing could have paid $1,000 if you look at the two payoffs of the last two races for $5.
I understand. We got to stay half full, glass half full, though, Bruce. You know.
That's okay. We'll gladly accept $600. I just had to point that out
on a $30 sheet. Well, anyway, your take on the afternoon overall from afar, watching from Vegas.
I got to give Potenti a ton of credit for his lack of seasoning.
Right.
And he did it on the front end the first time. So not only did he do everything for the first time, he also had to rate and win. Super game win. But, you know, as looking at the Derby prospects right now, I think we're a little behind. Let's see what happens in the Santa Anita Derby. Maybe we'll have a standout performance. I still think maybe the East Coast is a little better.
Agreed. Right now, 100% right now. Yeah.
Right? I think there's a lot more depth there and just some top horses. So you never know. This is a very volatile group. Three-year-olds can get good in a hurry. So, and I have to say, I think the performance of the day was Crude Velocity. That was a crazy win.
Mike, crazy.
Not only with all the trouble, what about the final time? He ran 1:15 and one.
Yeah.
He ran the 6 furlongs mark in 8 and 4. This was a huge maiden race.
Well, that's Bruce. That's what I'm saying. How ambitious do you get now? I mean, it's first week of March. The first Saturday in May is a race called the Kentucky Derby. We've seen what Baffert did with Justify. He didn't get going till mid-February. Here we are a couple of weeks after that. I'd be thinking big. It'd be hard not to.
Yeah, boy, that you're saying Justify was mid-February. This is even later than Justify, and we thought that was unheralded.
Yeah,
I mean,
unheard of.
Rather. So it seems a little late, but, boy, the sky is the limit. That's one of the – that might be the best maiden win we've seen all year at Santa Anita. When you put the figure together with the trouble,
right?
Wow, that was it, humongous.
Wow is right. Listen, 9 of them today at Oaklawn. I think that's where you usually like to go for your first play, right?
Actually, let's stay at Hallandale. Let's stay at Gulfstream
Park.
Let's go, Mike. Let's
hey, go by the way, we've heard some knocks about surfaces there, but I got to tell you, the last couple of days, looking at their turf on television anyway, it looks magnificent.
Yeah, it's so wide. They have different rails.
I don't know if it is or not, but it looks really, really good.
Yeah, it doesn't look terrible, but, yeah, maybe portions of it are a little worn. They have not had much rain in South Florida this year. So, you know, they've used the turf a ton this season. And let's go to the sixth race, though. This is going to be a synthetic track race, Mike. A horse that is aptly named is the 4 She's a Gamer. This is a horse that came off a 2.5-month layoff. It was her second race since June. She was 4-5 with Irad aboard, and you would say, well, she was supposed to win. And maybe that's the case, but look at the trip on her. She bobbled at the break. Then after the bobble, she got bumped. She was away dead last. She was further back than she typically is. She had to run 3 wide to get into contention. She kind of took a second wind. She had a second wind and rebroke at the top of the lane. And, boy, was she game. She ran down a horse that wasn't quitting whatsoever. Here's the good news. She's second race off the break. She's on synthetic. Mike, her best race probably was on synthetic. The only time she ran here on synthetic, she broke her maiden last April easily in a straight maiden race. She takes a baby step up in class. Loved her last win. She doesn't have a big number, so maybe we'll get a little bit of a price. Race 6, the 4, She's a Gamer at 4-1 on the morning line.
At Gulfstream Park, and that goes at, or it's a signpost time, 3:21 Eastern. Okay, come on out to Santa Anita today with a pick 6 carryover in excess of 67,000. And 9 of them, I mistakenly said post time today, 12:30. It's now 1 o'clock with the time change.
Let's go to the 4th race. And I heard John Lindo mentioning about Encanto, who's going to be a very short price, and certainly is a use. But I think there's a good gamble in that race, and that's the 5-horse, Rearmed John. He's only run 3 times. He broke maiden at first asking under these under virtually these conditions, 6 furlongs at Santa Anita. He's lightly raced. He's won 2 of 3. He can obviously fire fresh, Mike, and I think he's the lone front runner. Not much speed in this race whatsoever. I think he's quicker than these, and when he's made the lead in his 2 races that he's won. So he's very tough once he gets to the front end. I think he can get to the front end, and he could fire his best shot right off the bench. Race 4. The 5, Rearmed John, listed at 9-2 on the morning line.
Okay, post time for race 4 at Santa Anita, 2:36 Pacific. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita, the 9 race package. Late pick 5 at Gulfstream Park with audio. We also have best bets at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Last thing, Bruce, and I'm going glass half full here, or half empty, I guess. We talked, Jonathan Hardoon and I talk about signals and everything. I thought yesterday Santa Anita did all they could. They were trying to stay on time. I don't know what Tampa Bay Downs, they were just behind, and they were just, I mean, running on top of Santa Anita. I thought, to me, the blame lied with them, but it was a big day for them. Maybe they had to slow it down. I know it's not easy, but to me, Santa Anita did all they could, I thought.
And in general, I think when you bring newbies to the track, Mike, what is their one, sometimes their one complaint is they love everything about it, too much time between races,
right,
not running on time. That really, you know, baseball made an adjustment, right, that went to a pitch clock.
Huge.
They've got to run these races on time, unless there's some kind of issue. Got to run them on time.
Well, Tampa Bay was behind.
Max,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I think that's going to get more new players interested. If you could do a 25 minutes between races, that would really shorten the day up, and I agree. Try to coordinate with the other big racetracks also. Don't run on top of each other. Racing doesn't do a good job with that, and that's something they have to look at to get new fans interested.
Bruce, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
All right, we'll end this segment up with Bob Mazursky, top handicapper, his graded handicap, Bob's own morning line. Appears every racing day in all the Southern California News Group papers, and he joins us most every Sunday. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. First things first, you had me laughing yesterday. You were on with John and Bob here. You were talking about an incident in the press box, and I was not there for that. I would have remembered it. You said there was a radio guy named, was it Biff Elliott?
Yes.
Okay, and he got excited about a ticket he was going to cash and upset a small piece of
motel. Bates Motel,
1983 Santa Anita Handicap, Terry Lipham, John Gosden. That was it. Okay, so he upset a small piece of furniture, and the Santa Anita press box, there's 2 layers to it, and it fell, and it kind of bumped into to Alex Kahn, who's a really nice man, older, and he was there filing for United Press International. But, man, you had me laughing, Bob.
Well, it's something I'll never forget because, like I said, this guy, there was a, I don't know what you'd call it, a cabinet or something that people used to keep their stuff in, the old chart books and all that stuff. And he got excited and jumped up, and he was sitting behind us in that top row, and he kicked it over. And it fell right on Alex Kahn, who was used to sit next to me when he came out on the weekends. And Alex was not too happy about it.
What?
And it was just a great, one of many great incidents over the years in that press box.
Oh, my God.
Jim Healy and Rick Talley fight. That had
you
to be
beat me to the punch.
And,
Rick Talley recently arrived from Chicago. He got Healy in a headlock, you know. Oh, God.
Yes. Steve Brenner broke that up.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, it was Steve Brenner. I'll never forget it. Again, one of many, many incidents over the years in that press box.
We won't get into all of them, but that's those were the days, no question about it. Well, anyway, Bob, maybe your take on yesterday's San Felipe. What about, in general, our three-year-olds out here compared to the big shooters around the country, Billy Mott, Chad Brown, Brad Cox? What do you think?
Well, I have to agree that right now the Eastern horses have the edge off what I've seen. And, you know, there's nobody that's really stepped forward in California yet. You know, Potenti, maybe. That was quite an impressive performance yesterday. Like it was mentioned on the air yesterday that no second-time starter had ever won the San Felipe. So that was a big deal that Potenti was able to get that job done. But I guess the signal was that Juan Hernandez was on him instead of Brandt. And, you know, he usually rides the number ones for Baffert. And, you know, Brandt was a big disappointment yesterday. I think he's just a sprinter, that horse. I think that's his limitation. And maybe that's the same with So Happy, who I was disappointed in his effort. I thought I'd liked him to win yesterday. He was in a perfect spot and just came up empty late. So I think right now the Eastern horses have the edge, but maybe somebody will step forward. The Crude Velocity obviously was very impressive. Cherokee Nation, when he broke his maiden, looks like he's starting to put it together. So we'll see what happens in the San Anita Derby next month.
Bob, let's see what happens today. Who's your best bet for radio at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the seventh race. I like the outside horse, number 8, Honey's Choice. This horse was routing his whole career, and then last time they finally shortened it up and he got the job done, I thought, nicely. I think drawn outside, going down the hill, I think he's going to get a great trip. So maybe he's just wanted to be a sprinter all along, and that's my hope. I believe he's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Yeah. Number 8, Honey's Choice in race 7.
Antonio Fresu, Phil D'Amato, race 7 at Santa Anita. Bob says it's number 8, Honey's Choice. Hey, Bob, have a great day. Really appreciate your time, and good luck.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Hey, listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Don't go anywhere. Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon are next.
Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray it might come true.
Welcome back. Final segment, Throwback LA. A programming note, Angels-Rangers from the desert today. Game time, 1 o'clock. Angels warm-up at 12:30 right here on the home of the Angels, AM 830 KLAA. And we get to South Florida and say hello to the one and only Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good. I tell you, Gulfstream, the turf yesterday on TV and Friday, it looks great from afar. I mean, I'm not on it. But you got 10 races overall today. First post, you're just about underway at 9:50 Pacific. But what are the conditions down there today?
Well, one quick thing, you know, the old line, looks are deceiving.
Yeah.
When you talk about the turf course, it's taken a pretty good beating. But it's hanging in there, so we're okay in that sense. The orders from the Saturday headquarters, of course, as always, are the coast-to-coast races, and today their races 9 and 10 were fast and firm. Everything looked fine. And the ninth race today, it is a synthetic. That being said, number 6, Back on the Chain Gang, is coming off my horses to watch list. Eliminated at the break against a much tougher field last out. Sharp Canadian outfit that comes here to win races. Tyler Gaffalone stays on board. We'll go with the 6, Back on the Chain Gang. Over the 8, Eaton, the 5, Stealing Bases, for you, baseball, and the 7, Gifted by Design. 6, 8, 5, 7 in the 9th. And in the 10th race, I love the 1, Fast Town. Getting on the turf for the first time in his career, don't see that to be any issue. The maternal line, very, very good with the grass. Behind the 1, Fast Town, we're looking at the 3 and 8, the 6, Boats of Rockin', and the 8, Cyclonite, coming off my horses to watch list as well. It's 1-3-6-8 to skate right through today's Gulfstream Park card.
And post times for races 9 and 10 at Gulf today, 4:54 Eastern and 5:24 Eastern, races 9 and 10 at Gulfstream Park. Weather not a concern, right?
Not a concern. And as Bruce Finkelstein was mentioning, you guys were talking about the, adhering to post time or doing the right thing. As usual, the folks at Gulfstream, they have their own clock. It's 12:53, and they still haven't loaded the gate. They are loading, but they have not left the gate yet.
Yeah, understood. Toby, thank you. Look forward to catching you with John and Bob on Saturday, 9 to 10. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. One of the reasons that the turf course looked better yesterday at Gulfstream is the rails were out at 73 feet.
Oh, okay.
So they were on some virgin grass out
that's
there
it.
For the first time.
Boy,
so
it made a big difference. Big difference.
Yeah, it looks totally different, but yeah. I get what Toby's talking about. They beat that grass course up a lot, and
So
the rails were out at 73 feet. That may have been the reason.
I think so. We'll leave it out there for a while.
It is. It's 73 feet again today.
Easy for me to say. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, weather not a concern there, nor is it at Santa Anita. Announced attendance yesterday, 19,000. But again, you could see it wasn't, the big cap is just simply not, doesn't have the luster that it used to. Great racing, no question about it. I think anybody who went yesterday, they had a great experience. I sure hope they did. But the big cap, it needs addressing, John. I mean, to me, we got to try and get the purse back up if possible. I know everybody's looking at the day-to-day situation, and decisions were made to bolster the overnight purses. I get it. And we don't have any ancillary sources of revenue yet, so I'm not saying I have any big answers.
No, but they do have to up that purse, Mike. People aren't going to come out to California for a $300,000 purse. It's obviously a lot of money, but in this day and age, they run for all kinds of money, and it's a hassle coming out here. And they lost the Safi Joseph horse because he couldn't get on the plane, and then Westwood opted for another spot, I guess, where there's going to be a lot more money. So, Santa Anita's the one that suffers, and I guess the fans do as well. But you're right. It was a good day of racing, all in all. 19,000, not a great attendance, but listen, in this day and age, I guess it works.
Yeah, John. Nine of them. Who do you like here for radio?
Okay, we're going to go to race number 6 at Santa Anita, and I like the number 6 horse in here, Ghazali. This is an 8-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn. Drew a line through his last race, Mike. He ran back on January 9th, and Doug brought him back just 11 days later to run on January 31st. He's an 8-year-old. He reacted off of that big effort 2 starts back. He also goes back on Lasix today. He was off of Lasix last time out when trying the San Pasquale handicap. Well, today I think all systems go. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. Amicio Jaramillo aboard for Doug O'Neill. Number 6, Ghazali, wins today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Okay, John, speaking of form cycles, I'm going to get a little bit greedy. I want you to address Super Corridora. For John Sadler, Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner, 2 back. That was at Del Mar back on Halloween, October 31st. Came off the bench in the Las Virgenes. Wasn't the first choice, but was off at 5-2 and was a pretty well-beaten 4th. Where does she plot out numbers-wise today? Can she kick it back into high gear?
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, her numbers as a 2-year-old were very, very good. She didn't run well last time out. It was her first start back since the Breeders' Cup, I guess. So she had somewhat of an excuse. There's an interesting horse in there, though. Listen, Supercar does the horse to beat off the figures. But Bob Baffert sends out a horse named French Blue, who you talk about impressive first time out. This horse was ultra impressive first time out. Not only that, this horse is at a gun runner. So you know she's going to get better the longer they go. That's the horse that I'm interested in watching today. I think this horse will be somewhat of a price.
You say impressive, but yet she got a middling buyer, a 67 buyer first time out. And I think that's what people are looking at.
Yeah, well, that's fine. What does one number, what does one race mean? Not much. And on the sheets, it was only a 16. Super Corridor runs 12s. I get it. So she's got some catching up to do. But career start number two, stretching out for the first time. He did it yesterday with Patante. Watch what happens today.
You're starting to remind me a little bit of Dwayne Lucas. Nothing very few things irritated him more than owners coming up and saying, well, this horse got this thing. He didn't want to hear any of that stuff. This is where we're running. I don't care who's in there. And the results.
Right. He was right.
The results spoke for themselves, did they not?
They certainly did.
JONHARDWON.com. What's there? How much?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selection.
And speaking of Aqueduct, I want to mention this. Matt DeSantis, who's usually with us in hour one, his mom is in ill health, hoping to have him back in the near future. But a really good guy, great handicapper, as are you, John. Thanks so much. Good luck, and as you say, be safe.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All righty, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to you folks listening. You make it happen. For everybody here, for Chris Monreal and company, I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody. We'll talk next week.
Everyone I know, everywhere I go, people need some reason.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.